today's bulletin, Victoria Police commit to apologize for their role in creating the stolen generations. Hundreds of immigration detainees could be released pending a High Court judgment said to be handed down. And more than 10,000 pro-Palestinian protesters against Israel's participation in Eurovision gather in the Sweden city of Malmö. Victoria Police are said to apologize for its role in the stolen generations as part of reforms stemming from the state's truth-telling inquiry. Chief Commissioner Shane Patton has confirmed the force's commitments will include improved processes for Aboriginal people dealing with police. This will involve expanded cultural awareness training across the organization and upgraded reporting of police statistics about Aboriginal people. In total, Victoria Police will carry out 79 reforms by the end of 2025 as part of its response to the UROC Justice Commission. UROC is creating an official public record on the impact of colonization on Aboriginal people in Victoria and will recommend actions to address historical and ongoing injustices. A Victoria Police spokesman says Mr. Patton's Stolen Generations apology will take place in front of survivors and relatives of those impacted. Traditional owners have praised the High Court decision ruling the Commonwealth can be held criminally liable for damage to Aboriginal sacred sites. In a unanimous ruling, the country's highest court has overturned a Northern Territory Supreme Court decision in relation to Pax Australia causing damage to an Indigenous sacred site in Kakadu National Park in 2019. The case had centered on damage to Gunnlom Falls within the national park after the construction of a walkway too close to a sacred men's site. The High Court ruling is said to create a precedent of how Indigenous sacred sites are protected. Urukpaba Jawun traditional owner Joshua Hunter says he would like to thank traditional owners for having faith looking after country.
I'd like to thank the traditional owners for, you know, having faith and looking after country, and it'd be looked after for many years to come, for many generations to come.
Hundreds of immigration detainees could be released pending a High Court judgment set to be handed down in a legal challenge brought by an Iranian asylum seeker. The detained 37-year-old man, known as ASF-17, has taken his legal bid for freedom to the High Court, arguing he should not be deported to Iran because, as he is bisexual, he could face the death penalty there. Australian authorities have attempted to deport him to the conservative nation every 6 months since 2018, when his application for asylum was refused. Former Department of Immigration senior official Abu Rizvi has told Nine's Today show the judgment could have long-term effects.
The wider implication, the longer-term implication, is that it will increasingly encourage people not to cooperate in their removal from Australia. We need to remember there are approximately 110,000 asylum seekers currently living in the community. A loss in this case would encourage many of them to think, well, I can resist as well, and they can't do anything about it.
A parliamentary investigation will look into how social media platforms influence and affect Australian society. The federal government will create a committee to investigate the content people are exposed to online. The Joint Standing Committee is set to examine algorithms on social media platforms on how they determine what users see, as well as their impact on mental health. Harmful content online, such as extremist material and scams, will be at the center of the inquiry. The decision of Facebook's parent company Meta to abandon deals with media companies to support public interest journalism will also be in focus. More than 10,000 pro-Palestinian protesters who are against Israel's participation in Eurovision have gathered in Sweden's city Malmö as Israel advanced to the grand final of the song contest. Israeli representative Eden Golan made it through to the grand final with her song Hurricane alongside 9 other countries, including Switzerland and the Netherlands. This was one of the protesters who spoke to SBS News.
I think I'm very disappointed as Israel is here. I think these things must be difference just to stop this. Also for the person, the artist is coming. It's not so fun for her. Only seeing and then everyone is despite her.
Police surrounded demonstrators, saying protests were largely calm, but 9 people had also been taken into custody and 1 person was arrested on suspicion of a serious crime under the Knife Act. Back home, Australia has been urged to support a Palestinian bid for United Nations membership. Palestinian envoy in Australia, Izzat Abdul Hadi, has called for Australia to vote for a non-binding motion at the United Nations General Assembly this Friday. The draft resolution would call on the United Nations Security Council to reconsider elevating Palestine from a non-member observer state to a full UN membership. Mr. Abdul Hadi said Australia's vote would follow like-minded partners Japan and South Korea, which voted in favor of a similar UN Security Council motion that was defeated due to a US veto. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has defied the United States' threat to halt some weapons supplies to Israel if it attacks Rafah. This comes as Palestinians reported Israel moving forward with its invasion in Gaza's south, with reports saying there has been non-stop shelling in Rafah during the last 24 hours. Mr. Netanyahu said in a video statement, Israel will push on with their offensive despite mounting pressure to agree to a ceasefire.
We are determined and we are united in order to defeat our enemies and those who want to destroy us. If we need to stand alone, we will stand alone. I have said that if necessary, we will fight with our fingernails. But if we have much more than fingernails and with that same strength of spirit, with God's help, together we will win.
A senior Israeli official has declared the end of the latest indirect negotiations in Cairo late on Thursday, saying Israel would proceed with its offensive in Rafah and other parts of the Gaza Strip as planned. Videos published on social media show families attempting to flee from the field of battle as hospitals in the area begin preemptive evacuations. And back home again, there's more wet weather expected for eastern parts of the country over the weekend. The Bureau of Meteorology says this will particularly affect the east coast of New South Wales, moving away from the western inland parts of the state which have been most affected this week. Saturday is expected to see the heaviest rainfall, particularly over the southern half of the New South Wales coast. Senior meteorologist of the Bureau of Meteorology, Angus Hines, has told the ABC some places could potentially exceed 150 millimetres.
Even if we don't see that low fully develop, it's still going to be a very wet weekend. We're still going to see a lot of rain along that east coast. Now, if we do see that low develop, probably second half of the weekend, it could just add a little bit of impetus, a little bit of sting to the tail for that rain on Saturday night or Sunday before the whole thing sweeps away to the east into the Tasman Sea.
And to sport in football, the Central Coast Mariners are set to take on Sydney FC at the Allianz Stadium this Friday afternoon in the first of the A-League men's semi-finals. It comes after the Gosford side clinched the premiership only a few days following their triumph in the AFC Cup. Sydney FC will attempt to put a stop to the successful run of their state rivals as they look for their sixth championship trophy. But they will need to do so without key winger Joe Lolly, who's been ruled out due to a hamstring injury. Mariners coach Mark Jackson says his side is up for the challenge.
We like challenges. We've had challenges all the time. I like good players to be playing. I like to come up against good players. I like to come up against good managers like Sydney have in Rufak. And I don't like to see players missing games. So, it's not a factor that we're glad about. We know that they're a dangerous team. They're not just a one-player team, for sure.
And now having a look at the weather around the country, Broome sunny 34, Perth showers and a possible storm 24, Adelaide sunny 23, Melbourne a shower 218, Hobart partly cloudy 17, Albury Wodonga cloudy 19, Canberra showers increasing 17, Wollongong rain 18, Sydney similar conditions 21, Newcastle cloudy 21, Brisbane a shower 225, Townsville cloudy 28, Cairns showers 27, Alice Springs mostly cloudy 23, Darwin sunny 34, and the Torres Strait Islands mostly cloudy day ahead and a top of 28 degrees. And that is NITV Radio News.